This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Corelation's CEO and CTO conference here in San Diego, California. Look who is in the studio lounge once again. We're standing this time.
Standing.
Standing room only here at the Corelation conference with Becky Reed from Lone Star Credit. And Becky, how are you once again?
I am fantastic. I'm good.
Good to hear it. All right. So just kind of, you spoke at the conference, obviously, today. Great job on digital ID. But I want to get your comments on just the conference in general, what you thought of it and what are some of your takeaways before we get to your talk.
So I said this earlier when Rob Landis was kind of giving us some an opportunity to give feedback, which is a very unique thing about Corelation. They actually solicit feedback and they listen to our feedback. So I think one of the great things about this conference, which was a little bit different than in years past, is we had, in my opinion, the perfect combination of content and networking. So there was plenty of opportunities to, you know, hear some content, think about it, and then go talk to your peers. And that was some feedback that the attendees had provided to Corelation before, and they actually listened and incorporated into this conference this year. So I was
really effective too, because I noticed it as well. And during those time, those 30 to 45 minute breaks, people were gathering in groups of 4, 5, 6, 7 and talking about what they just experienced in a presentation or whatever they wanted to talk about. So it was really cool to see that. So they were able to consume the content and then digest it and analyze it. So yeah, it was really, really effective, really a great model for sure. So with that, let's get to your talk today, which was the future of identity, self-sovereign digital ID. This, Becky, is sweeping the nation. I hope it's sweeping the nation because I'm a big fan of it. I'm biased right off the bat with the digital ID because I think the sky is the limit with it, especially from a credit union perspective. So give us a quick summary on that, and then we'll dive into a couple of takeaways.
Sure. So bring your own ID or digital identity. And for those of you who saw my interview with John Ainsworth at the CUNA Technology Conference, we talked a little bit about bring your own ID and, you know, rock and roll that happened. I think that digital ID, when we talk about that, and self-sovereign digital ID specifically, is fundamentally different than, there's low battery.
It's all right. I'll push the button.
That'll go on the blooper reel.
That one will go on the blooper reel too. Low battery.
Okay. So it's fundamentally different in that the member owns their ID. They have a digital wallet on their phone that holds their identification, which is a Web3 based digital ID, which is a blockchain based application. And the member owns it and it's portable, and then the credit union accepts it. So it's completely different, turns the whole online account opening on its head. Instead of asking the member for all the information, we just accept what they provide.
Yeah, and now we have a Harley going by. So this is what happens when you have a conference right next to a baseball stadium and the teams are playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mayhem
ensues.
It's a
playoff game tonight, so it's kind of like a really a big deal right now. The people watching out the door
is second to none. It's really, really good. Really good. So anyway, hey, let's get back inside here and talk about a couple of key takeaways. There's so much here to digest, Becky. You're talking about, actually, you started out talking about NCUA's Kyle Hotman, the vice chair there. So what feedback have you gotten from actually NCUA? Because they're pretty on it when it comes to fintech these days, which is very refreshing from that group.
Very refreshing. And all three board members are very engaged in this industry. They're actually talking to credit union people, which is fantastic.
They're out and about all the time now. This is really cool to see.
It is all the time. And so, you know, I think that that's good for our industry. And NCUA has definitely embraced new technology and has actually provided clarification to credit unions to say, investigate this, go check it out. We want you to be technology forward and not have to worry about getting your hand slapped by a regulator. You don't need to ask permission. Go ahead and take a look at it. Do your due diligence. Make sure you're, you know, mitigating risk and you understand what it is you're getting into. But from a regulator perspective, they're like, it's technology. You know, see what you guys can do with it. Use it.
Well, and it's something that's advancing the industry, keeping it moving forward. Because obviously, if you rest on your laurels for a second, you're gonna be left behind, essentially. So you don't want to do that. So investigating this type of stuff, researching it, and seeing if it works for you is a really, really great idea. The other thing I wanted to talk about was, Web3. Because this is something that not everybody knows about. You are very well versed in this area. So share with us Web3 and its importance on moving forward, especially in an online area.
Okay, so today we're on something that we're calling Web 2. And Web 2 is basically, when you think about the internet, you think about a bunch of servers, right? Kind of that matrix type of scenario, right? Where there are banks and banks of servers. And actually, that's what the internet
is. That's
what they are? Yeah, it is. Banks and banks of servers. But those servers are actually owned by big tech companies, like Google. Mm-hmm. And so because they're centralized and owned by centralized organizations, those organizations tend to manipulate the data that is on the internet, right? So what you see on the internet, and certainly there's all kinds of First Amendment concerns and that kind of thing, suppression of content that's absolutely happens in other countries. Mm-hmm. But centralized organizations own the internet today. So Web3 is a decentralized version of the internet, meaning that the internet is not owned by a single entity or multiple single entities. The servers on a Web3 internet are independent from each other, and they might consent with each other, but there's no single entity that actually controls the content. Mm-hmm. So that is the fundamental difference mm-hmm. between Web 2 and Web 3. Mm-hmm. And when you really start moving towards Web 3, and that, it's positives and negatives, there can be some stuff out there that maybe might offend someone, but again, they have a right to put it out there.
Right.
So it's just a different
look at the internet now. I mean, gosh, it's such a double-edged sword.
Well, we saw some dark, web stuff yesterday.
Jim Stickley.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was cool. But it's just a different way. And consumers are very tired of having their data sold, basically. So, your information, Google is making money off of your browsing information and all of that. So there will be, I believe, a consumer push towards a decentralized version where a single entity isn't making money off of you.
Indeed. And that's kind of that leads me to my next question, which is this is all the foundation for a digital ID, right? It's all decentralized. And so tell me how this would work at a credit union in kind of layman's terms, I guess, because we can get really technical here for sure. But yeah, just real quickly in layman's terms, how would this work? How would a digital ID work at a credit union and as well as its benefits?
Okay. So the way it happens is the member has a digital identity, so they have authenticated themselves. So there's a bunch of different questions that the digital ID vendor would ask mm-hmm. To verify who you are. And once that information is verified, it is recorded on a distributed ledger immutably. It can't be changed. And in your digital ID wallet, it's pointing to that address mm-hmm. where that information lives on chain. And so now I, as a consumer, have vetted myself through all kinds of different avenues. So now I walk into the credit union and say, I want to open an account. Credit union says, let me see your digital ID, scans the QR code, populates a person record in your core, the account's opened. So it's a completely opposite way of what we do today.
Really? And it's all, and this can all happen within 30 seconds, right?
That is correct.
That's a lot better than what we have right now, for sure. So this is why it's so, I mean, obviously we're still in the beginning stages of this right now. We're still early, early on in this, but the potential here is mind-blowing. What I keep thinking about is, and we talked about this before the recording, and even Rob Landis brought this up in his questions, was that this digital ID can be used in any area of your life. It can be used in travel, healthcare, wherever you want to use this digital ID, it can be, what's the word, ubiquitous, probably? Would that be a word?
That's a great word.
Thank you. just toss that out. Just found it out of the sky. But anyway, yeah. So it can be ubiquitous for anything out there. And the best thing that I'm seeing from a credit union perspective, it's all stemmed from your credit union,
yeah.
And that's really cool, which gives your credit union that much more value, right?
Yeah. So once it gets mass adoption, and we are still very early on, consumers, a lot of consumers haven't heard of it. In fact, you probably haven't heard of it yet, but you know, the digital ID, once it starts gaining momentum, you know, now you own it,
right?
You choose,
it's yours.
Yeah. As a consumer, what mm-hmm. you want to share with any third party,
yep.
Which could include travel, healthcare, you know, signing up for a rewards program, yeah. at Starbucks,
yeah.
Going to the liquor store, mm-hmm. we use that example. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of different avenues, because I mean, we fill out our personal information over and over and over.
Almost daily, it seems,
yeah.
like.
Yeah. So instead of taking 5 minutes to fill out an application, just here, scan the QR code. All you need is my name and email. Bam, done. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I want to close out with the credit union benefit message here. Let's connect the dots to the credit union here. And you're obviously a leader at your credit union at Lone Star. So looking at it from your perspective, what do you see the benefits here, and how do credit unions going to really excel in this area?
So with the digital ID, the member brings it to us, right? They vet themselves, they're bringing it to us, so it saves us time, 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm, a lot.
Save the member time too. So there's a lot of barriers to them filling out a bunch of information today. So we can get the account open quicker, we can onboard them quicker, mm-hmm. so it saves us time, the member time, saves us money, because right now we're spending a lot of money with all the validation tools that we have to have on the back end, all the third parties that are plugged into our online account opening,
yeah.
And it will cut down on fraud.
Yeah, and contact center usage as well. I heard somebody else was talking about that, right?
And digital banking.
Digital banking?
Yeah, lots of use cases.
Yeah, there's so many use cases. Yeah, that's why I say the sky's the limit with this type of stuff, which is why I'm such a fan of it. I'm telling you right now, I'm biased in this area, but it's really, really, really cool. So yeah, so anything else to add, Becky? I mean, we could be talking for another 2 hours, but...
Well, I could geek out about it for, a long time, and I have with a lot of people here today, but the future is actually here, because mm-hmm. we're actually doing this today.
Yeah.
Now, mass consumer adoption might be a few years away,
right.
But, you know, don't be afraid to try new things, I think, is probably my message for credit unions,
yep.
out there. It's doing what we've always done, just in a different way.
Yep, indeed. Well said. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.